This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. John Kerry stopped in Ohio on his way to the Democratic National Convention. President Bush has come to Ohio repeatedly. Both campaigns believe that state could decide the election. So during this convention week, we will hear from voters across Ohio. We'll start with Ohio steelworkers. Their industry is recovering after decades of decline.
I've been going up out of the hole, back down, up, down, up, down, you know. That's what I explain to my kids all the time. You can't depend on any business or person in this world.
Jim Galonia is one of the luckier steelworkers in Steubenville, Ohio. He's still working. The mills near Steubenville fired many people in recent years in a struggle to compete with cheap imported steel. Another survivor is Joe DiLoretta.
This valley, there's many nationalities, Italian, Polish, German, Hispanic, black, whatever you want to call it. We're tough people. We've dealt with a lot of adversity here.
Steubenville's smokestacks and church domes rise on the banks of the Ohio River. This was the hometown of Dean Martin and Jimmy the Greek. It is also home to many Reagan Democrats, swing voters who were deciding which presidential candidate to support next. To understand their political views, it helps to understand their economic story.
I feel the air picking up and the wind. That's these furnaces sucking combustion air from outside.
Steve Guzzi oversees a rolling mill near Steubenville. It's part of a complex run by Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel. This room is dark, except for the orange glow from a furnace. When the furnace door opens, it's hard not to think of the gates of hell. A glowing steel block that weighs 25 tons slides out with an impact that shakes the building. The steel will be mashed between rollers like clay until a block that's 30 feet long is 300 feet long. Some of the steel produced by this mill will be used to make flooring for the Freedom Tower. That's the building going up on the former site of the World Trade Center.
You'll just see it come through here, getting faster and faster and thinner and thinner.
You can actually see how closely the community has been tied to the steel industry by coming here to a hilltop overlooking a little town called Mingo Junction. The Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel Facility is virtually attached to the town's main street. They run side by side. The smokestacks loom over the stores, most of which are now closed. Maybe the surprise is that the Wheeling Pitt Steel Facility itself has not yet closed. In early 2002, the Wheeling Pitt Steel Company was bankrupt and about to shut down. And that's when the local steelworkers union president, Bernie Ravazio, was summoned to an emergency meeting.
We were told at that meeting that starting that midnight, that night, the company would start what we've referred to as banking our blast furnaces, and by the end of the following week, we would be shut down and liquidated.
Union leaders were given a choice to prevent that shutdown. They had to accept an immediate pay cut. It came on top of previous cuts. In total, each employee's pay was slashed about 28%. It was the only way to save jobs and the health insurance that the company paid for thousands of retirees, which doesn't mean that steelworker Jim Galonia was happy about it.
And I'm thinking, here's a $1 billion-a-year corporation, and I got a union that I'm paying union dues to represent me, and all of a sudden they come up and say, we're broke again.
Jim Galonia's wife had already gone back to work after her husband suffered years of strikes and pay cuts. We found her behind the counter of a coffee shop at the local Catholic university. It's called Heavenly Grounds. Her two youngest daughters will likely go to vocational school because college is too expensive.
My youngest one was torn between she wanted to be an attorney or I don't even remember. She had a list, but we don't have the money for college. They would have to get student loans. But if, oh yeah, the sky would be the limit if we had, say we hit the lottery, Go do whatever you want to do. I have to get this bag. I'll be right back.
The steel company has emerged from bankruptcy now, and the workers have even been paid back some of their lost wages. But their union leader, Bernie Ravazio, says the steel workers don't trust many politicians.
We in this valley, in general, believe that the former president betrayed us.
Bill Clinton.
Yes.
Betrayed because Clinton didn't stop a flood of foreign steel. In 2000, this normally reliable Democratic area produced fewer votes than expected for Al Gore. President Bush imposed tariffs on imported steel, but he was forced to lift them. To learn how voters are feeling now, we met four steelworkers in a Union Hall basement. One of them is Joe Samarella, whose friends call him Slugs. He's a spry man of 60, a bit smaller than his wide-shouldered companions.
I'm a registered Democrat. You know what I mean? I voted for George Bush last time. I'm voting for him again. His stance on many things. Like I said, I believe in the war. I believe they were hiding stuff over it. Not the weapons. I'm talking about them criminals, them predators. And if you don't think they're going to hit you again, you let them loose. The Patriot Act, I love. I don't know if you're going to take offense at this, and maybe people throughout the country will, but I'm going to tell you my opinion, and I got a right to it. The thing about the gays, he stood strong on it. That's his business. The things about abortion, he made a stance. He don't waffle.
I'm like Slugs. I agree with him about going over there.
To Iraq.
To Iraq.
That's Ron Mazzaferro, who retired from the mill in 1997. Though he supported the war, he says he's likely to vote for John Kerry and against President Bush.
What digs me the most is $87 billion to go back over there and replenish the country, rebuild it. You got schools. You got people out of work. Got my son that needs health care.
How about health care?
Yeah, they can't get it. And he's going to spend $87 billion more dollars to rebuild the country.
Another steelworker in our group is Jim Galonia, who's undecided, even though he supports the war on terrorism.
And our military's doing a great job, and if you guys can hear me out there, we support you 1,000,000%. You guys are the best. And women, excuse me.
Who'd you vote for in 2000?
Bush, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is he likely to get your vote again?
Well, see, I don't make snap decisions, okay?
Is there anything that draws you away from Bush or disappoints you about
him? Tell you the truth, the economy, because really all I've been hearing from him is terror for 4 years, okay? Very little about Social Security, very little about the jobs, because we heard guys, we joke at work, you know, it's like, hey, we heard now the Republican senators, a bunch of jobs got created. They're out there somewhere, but it's like the WMDs, we can't find them.
My name's Joe DiLoretta. I'm 58 years old. I got 40 years of Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel. Since they crashed them planes into the towers, this country has never really recovered yet, as far as I'm concerned. To me, I feel like the United States, as great a country as it is, okay, I feel like it's the old Roman Empire. It's destructing from inside. Bankruptcy in this country right now is all-time high. Personal bankruptcy.
Yeah, personal.
It's crazy. And somebody's got to stop it. I don't know who the man is, but somebody's got to stop this somewhere.
Steelworker Joe DiLoretta says he's not impressed with John Kerry so far, but he's listening. It's no accident that when Kerry leaves the Democratic Convention, his bus tour will make its way to eastern Ohio. He'll give a speech on Saturday, not far from the steel mills of Steubenville. Tomorrow, we'll talk to voters in the suburbs of Cincinnati, Ohio, where the local economy is booming.